Ball State University is dedicated to providing our students with a premier educational experience that empowers them to have fulfilling careers and to lead meaningful lives. One of the tools we are using to achieve this mission is our Indiana Connection Lounge. It's a new space on campus. It's designed to help our students and our graduates build social capital and discuss career opportunities with employers from all across the region. I'm Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns, and this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
From the campus of Ball State University on Ball State PBS and Indiana Public Radio, this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, our promise is simple: to empower the success of our students. Our students benefit from immersive learning, innovative academic programs, and state-of-the-art facilities. Ball State offers a distinctive yet affordable educational experience and the ideal environment to prepare for a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We inspire Cardinals to transform their communities, to revolutionize their industries, and to make a difference. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Hello and welcome to Cardinal Compass. I'm Madeline Kerr.
And I'm Lyle Long. The Career Center at Ball State has introduced a first-of-its-kind interactive space hosting alumni, employers, and students.
The goal is to create lasting impressions for students that want to further their careers and do so in a more casual one-on-one environment. Israel Hale tells us more about the Indiana Connection Lounge.
This is a typical dining hall crowd for lunchtime here at Ball State, but imagine for a second that you were an employer and this was your hiring pool. It would be hard for anybody to truly stand out or make a difference. Well, imagine taking this and reducing it to this. Well, that's the point of the Indiana Connection Lounge, and those using it say it sets the stage for a true connection.
Jill Weitzel is a professor at Ball State, along with being the director of student retention and success. He says that his students are being given a great opportunity in a unique environment, and that the space might even open new doors.
Put yourself out there to talk to these different groups. That's when you find out, wait a minute, there's possibilities here in a good, stable field that I never even considered before, because it just, nobody in my family had worked in that area, so I didn't know.
The space itself is smaller in size, which the Career Center says is to help facilitate one-on-one connections and small group introductions. The closer environment is meant for making lasting impressions, and that's something the students using it say they appreciate.
Absolutely. I think it's an amazing idea. I think it's such a good idea to bring companies to Ball State so that they can talk to students in the students element, because it can be a little nerve-wracking talking to businesses at the business, just because, you know, it's very professional and this is kind of more laid back for the students, so it makes them feel more comfortable and it just gives the employers an opportunity to see the students.
Right. Employers can find out how to host an event at the lounge by calling, faxing, or emailing the Ball State Career Center. That contact information is listed on the Indiana Connection Lounge webpage on the Career Center section of the Ball State website. Israel Hale, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Assistant Vice President and Executive Director for Career and Professional Development, Jim McAtee.
If you can summarize the present and future impact of this lounge in one phrase, what would that be?
Thanks, Wyatt. I would say that the future impact of the lounge is one where our students are creating impactful, meaningful connections with employers and mentors, where they can leverage that connection so that employers can come back and connect with our students in some new and unique ways.
Absolutely. And then what are the core ideals of the Connection Lounge?
Yeah, so the core ideals of the Connection Lounge are, they really surround a couple of things. Number one, creating intentional happenstance. That intentional happenstance should then lead to students creating authentic connections that they can then use with employers and mentors who come back and want to get to know our students a little better.
What makes the Indiana Connection Lounge different from other practicing interview training programs or other school, basically training? And right. President Mearns, you can add on this.
Well, and Jim will elaborate better. What I think is different is that this is an informal space as opposed to many opportunities for our students to have relationships or interviews with employers are in a more formal setting. And this is an opportunity, as Jim can elaborate, it's part of our comprehensive program to allow our students to build social capital. so that they can communicate their skills in a setting that maybe will make them feel more comfortable.
Yeah, very, very good. So we tell students, come as you are. Bring your backpacks, bring your skateboards, bring your music instruments, and it's happened with the visits that we've had, because the lounge is really a place where you can sit down and create an authentic conversation with an employer or a mentor, where you can sit down and really get to know someone. Because what I've heard from students is that they really crave those authentic connections. They really want time and space to be able to do that. And where better to do that than a coffee shop and a lounge in a career center?
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, are there any tips you have for Ball State students or members joining the lounge?
Absolutely. So one of the things we try and tell students is that, you know, the product or service that someone delivers is important. But what we want students to do is kind of look beyond that. Think about all the processes that have to happen in order to bring that product or service to fruition. And then think about how you fit into that ecosystem. You know, for instance, we've had a number of employers who have come and engaged in the lounge. And maybe students aren't interested in the direct output that may have. But we've had many students who have come and said, I never would have thought about engaging with that employer, that there might be an opportunity there for me if it weren't for the lounge experience.
Yeah, and what I would say, and to put a fine point, I would encourage our students, take advantage of this. This is a new resource for students who may have been, for whatever reason, a little reluctant to seek out the support in career mm-hmm. services. They may have a preconception about what it's like. Take advantage of it, give it a try, particularly if that traditional setting makes you a little uncomfortable or uneasy or creates some anxiety. This is designed so that it will be a benefit and a service to all students.
Come have a cup of coffee, sit down on the couch, and have a conversation with someone who really cares about your success.
With how honestly amazing this lounge is for students like me who is mm-hmm. just trying to navigate this really difficult world of interviews, I'm just wondering, who came up with this idea?
I wish I could say it was me, but it was Jim.
Well, it was a, thank you, President Burns. It was really a team effort. We've built an amazing team in the Career Center. And one of the things we've become really good at is environmental scanning, taking a look at the different things that are happening, listening to students, listening to employers, our external partners, our internal partners, and triangulating all of that to try and find interesting solutions to try and connect people in a really deep and meaningful way. So I'll say it was a team effort. The whole team rallies around this. This is an all hands on deck experience for our team.
Yeah, and what Jim does so well and role models for all of us on campus is to be creative and innovative, recognizing that the nature of higher education is changing. We need to evolve and innovate with it. We know that the nature of how employers want to engage with our students are changing. And so Jim is a great campus leader because he really embraces with courage and creativity that opportunity to do something different and have an even more significant impact on our students, their lives, their careers, than ever before.
Mm-hmm. And with anything new, there are always going to be some challenges. So have there been anything unexpected, unexpected challenges with the lounge?
So one of the unexpected challenges that we had was that we knew there would be interest in this. I had no idea how much. There's a lot of folks who are extremely interested in this work and how we do this. And I guess another challenge, and the lounge is helping with this, but is changing perception of what career services is and who we serve and how we do that. Our career coaches are just amazing. They love to sit down and talk with students about their dreams, about what they want to do. But our career coaches can also help them make needed connections. Not only through mentoring, but also through internships and other opportunities that students might not think about otherwise. So those are a couple of the challenges.
Yeah, and I think that I see that as an opportunity. Absolutely. Like you do. And I think what we've discovered is the demand and the interest from employers is greater than we ever expected. So mm-hmm. we know this is serving better the needs of our students and serving better the needs and interests of employers, which is a perfect match.
Yeah, one of our employers actually said, my favorite part of the whole day, because the day is very, very intricate, very curated, my favorite part of the day was the lounge, was getting that time with a snack and a cup of coffee with a student to sit down and hear about their dreams and what they want to do.
So clearly this Connection Lounge is really impactful for Ball State students, mm-hmm. but let's broaden out for a moment. How can this lounge help Muncie and Indiana in general?
Yeah, so if the lounge is about helping students understand what opportunities are around them that they might not know about, the Muncie community should be one of our targets, and here's why. oftentimes, don't we sometimes forget about what's right in our backyard? Sometimes we don't recognize the opportunities that are so readily available to us. And so we had the opportunity to sit with a number of tech-related CEOs from around the Muncie community and brainstorm a little bit about how the lounge could help them, how the lounge could not only help students who are thinking about graduating and going into tech, but about students who may not have, maybe they're searching and they're trying to figure out what they want to do. Have they thought about tech in Muncie? And so there's a lot of activity with that. It's very important for the Muncie community to engage.
Yeah, and Wyatt, you asked Jim earlier, what one word or phrase. I think the most important phrase in this lounge is connection. Because I often hear when I'm on campus, students are looking for more opportunities, more professional opportunities. I also hear from CEOs and vice presidents of human resources that companies are looking for more talent. And I could never understand, there's a desire and there's a need. Why is it not connecting? This lounge is designed to bring that connection together. So to me, connection is the most important word in that phrase.
And then can you tell us about some of the businesses that you guys have been working with in the lounge?
Sure, yeah, we've got some exciting folks coming on. You know, we work with some large companies, and we also want to focus on some middle and smaller sized companies. That's what, that's the fabric of the economy in Indiana, across the country. But we've had Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a fantastic partner of ours, just love working with them. We had the Indiana Motor Speedway and Penske Entertainment, DHL. We've got a number of other companies that we're in discussions with, IU Health and Reed Health. So what we try to do is we try and look at the different industries that we might bring in, and what would our students be interested in? How would our students think about that?
Well, Jim, thank you so much for your time. The Indiana Connection Lounge is already partnering with several businesses, as Jim McAtee just mentioned. One is a national brand that's using the venue to engage with Ball State students.
Evan Chowder checks in on Enterprise and see how they're working closely with Kuhn students and alumni.
Some Cardinals may wonder where their next nest is after graduation. Many have already found their home in a sea of cars at Enterprise. Branch manager Jacob Nation has worked for the company for 7 years and says Ball State students play a large role at its North Muncie location.
Enterprise itself loves, obviously, Ball State students. The type of environment that Ball State cranks out, myself being one, I'm alumni from Ball State. But there's just so many different great communities that we love partnering with, and Ball State is one of those. I would say at least 90% of our team here has been from Ball State.
Nation says every day can look different on the job. Staff responsibilities include working closely with customers, keeping track of where cars are, and keeping them maintained. Assistant branch manager Jenna James works closely with trainees, making sure they're comfortable in their roles.
I just think this is a great opportunity for anyone, even if they just want to kind of see what business is like, if they're kind of looking to venture out on their own with business. This is a great place to actually learn how it works.
For those students who have not graduated, Enterprise offers internships.
Our interns obviously get the opportunity to kind of work through their internship here, but then they have the opportunity with performance to continue on in their careers and transition into our management trainee roles. But they basically get that extra step ahead where they get paid, they get to do all the qualifications, but then it allows them to continue to be ahead in their career as they start to graduate and start earning even more money.
Muncie's Fox Ridge location is a top 20 branch, meaning it manages more than 200 cars. Still, James says being able to talk to people is the most important skill to have, and Ball State gets some of the credit for getting her ready.
Ball State's just a really good place. It's a big school. You get to meet a lot of people, and then it brings you places like this. It's how I learned about Enterprise, and that's how I'm here now.
Representatives from the Ball State Career Center say more partnerships are in the works at the Indiana Connection Lounge. Evan Chandler, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Talent Acquisition Manager of Enterprise Holdings, Amanda Mast.
So we just spoke with Jim McAtee about the Indiana Connection Lounge. Can you tell us about how Enterprise Holdings has been taking advantage of this lounge?
Yes, so we were able to use a connection lounge a few months back, and thankfully the career services team planned our entire day. So not only did they set up time in the connection lounge, but in different classrooms in the College of Business, we were able to talk to students, pass out free Jimmy John sandwiches, and just have great interactions and connections throughout the day.
Can you tell us about how the relationship between Enterprise Holdings is with Ball State just in general?
We have a great relationship with Ball State. It's actually our number one school that we hire from in the Indiana area. So not only do we have a great connection with the career services team, but also with the colleges out in the campus. So the College of Business, the sales team, working with Chris and all of his events, and just being able to interact with all different types of students.
And President Mearns, you can speak on this relationship as well.
Yeah, so we're grateful that Amanda, who's a graduate of Northern Illinois University as a Husky, has created this relationship with her MAC rival here at Ball State. And she's a good example of the diverse industries, employers that are taking advantage of it. You heard Jim talk about healthcare companies, rental car businesses, manufacturing companies. It really shows that there's a diverse opportunity for our employers and a great opportunity for our students to build relationships and potentially professional opportunities with companies and industries that they maybe never really imagined that they could work for.
Absolutely. And then President Mearns, you can speak on this more on the internal side, and Amanda, I think you can talk more about the external side. But what sets Ball State apart from other universities when it comes to career readiness?
Well, I think what Jim does so well and what we do also with our partners in academic affairs is have a comprehensive set of programs. We know that many of our students are first in their families to go to college. Many of those students often don't have the financial capital to afford college. Many of those students, and even many of the other students, also don't have the social capital. That is, those experiences, those skills, the fluency to relate to employers. So what Jim and his team do so well is a variety of programs, including this lounge, that enable our students sequentially to build that social capital so that they have more opportunities for employment after they graduate. And that includes then partnering with our faculty in the Skills Infusion Program to ensure that some of these social capital skills are actually embedded in our courses. So it's not just you've got your courses in academic affairs over here and then you've got career services. It's fully integrated. And I think it's pretty special. I'm not aware of any other institution that does it as well as we do.
Okay, so Amanda, what is Enterprise looking for in its future employees who may be taking this opportunity?
Most definitely. Well, I will start by saying the number one thing I can ask for is someone that has fun every single day. That is so important to our business, to our customers, to make sure they have a great experience, and also for yourself to enjoy your day. I also think it's very important to want to challenge yourself, step outside your comfort zone, try something new, raise your hand for an opportunity or a promotion that may not be what you thought or what you were expecting, but that's how we're going to continue to learn and grow. And those two things is what I can ask for the most.
Fantastic. And then how many Ball State students would you say that you've hired after using the lounge?
Oh my gosh, the number is unlimited, and I still think we are seeing applications come through from that. I think the important part of the lounge is to make that first step connection and to have those connections grow. So maybe I even interact with a freshman or a sophomore that isn't quite ready for an internship yet. That initial connection means more to me even than just a hire that I get today or tomorrow. I want to set Enterprise up for success 3 and 4 years down the line, but we offer internships here locally all year round and across the state. So if students are from other areas, they're able to take on other opportunities outside of just Muncie too.
Okay. Do you two have like personal stories you read about through social media or people who talked about you who was alumni of Ball State that became successful through Enterprise by chance?
Most definitely, yes. I'll give a shout out to one of our most recent branch manager promotions. Her name is Caitlin. She was at the Connection Day with us, working on campus during our experience. So she is about to hit her 2-year anniversary here this upcoming summer and is already a branch manager. So, promotions are possible and very doable with that hard work and that fun work ethic that you bring to the table.
Absolutely. And President Mearns, could you speak a little bit about alumni success?
Well, so we're very proud. You know, we have now nearly 210,000 living alumni. About 150,000 of them live here in Indiana, where Amanda's recruiting. And we have our graduates who are teaching students as educators all across the state, and they're running or being employed by businesses large and small. So we are a real driver for the economy and for civic vitality in Indiana. What I like to say is we are the public research university in Indiana who is dedicated to the future, committed to the future of the state of Indiana.
And speaking of that future, Amanda, what do you hope to get out of the Indiana Connection Lounge in the future?
Yes, so continuing to make connections, not only with rising juniors and seniors, but also those freshmen and sophomores that are navigating things like, what major should I choose? What route should I take? What internships am I interested in? I love answering those questions. I remember being a student and not quite sure what path I wanted to take, even close to graduation. And so being someone that can help guide those students in finding the right fit for them is what I enjoy the most and what I will continue to look to get out of.
Okay, what can current and future students of Ball State can start preparing for and like start trying to organize and plan out so they can have a better future or maybe start working at Enterprise?
Wow, that's a great question. I would say what they can start planning for is just putting themselves in uncomfortable situations. Maybe it's going in and joining a new club on campus. Maybe it's applying for that leadership role that you're not quite sure if you're ready for. Step outside your comfort zone, and you will do that every day in your career, and then you might as well start now.
Right, taking advantage of the resources that exist on campus and the relationships and connections we have with wonderful employers. As Amanda said, step out of your comfort zone, try something new, try something different. It inevitably will work to your benefit.
Awesome, well, Amanda, thank you very much. That is all the time that we have for this part of the discussion.
President Munns, we want to give you the final minute for your reflection on this conversation.
Well, thank you. Amanda, thank you for joining us today. And Wyatt and Madeline, thank you for giving us an opportunity to highlight for the community what we're doing on campus for our students and for the community. As I said, what I think makes Ball State distinctive and pretty special is how we help our students in their courses through Skills Infusion get those transferable skills that will help them get a job. And then it's fully integrated and coordinated with career services to make those connections for our students to potential employers. It's pretty special. It's having an impact on the lives of our students, and it's helping to promote and increase economic vitality all across the state of Indiana. So thank you.
Thank you very much, President Munns, and thank you again to our guests, Jim McAtee and Amanda Mast. I'm Madeline Kerr.
And I'm Ryan Wong. Make sure to join us next time for Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversation.
Ball State University, we welcome you as a learning partner from day one. Our students bring creativity and determination to each aspect of the learning experience, from the classroom to the community. At Ball State, we help students turn an emerging passion into an enduring purpose. Our beautiful campus, welcoming environment, immersive learning, and collaborative culture provide the ideal place for you to pursue your journey to a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Cardinal Compass was produced at Ball State University by students of the College of Communication, Information, and Media at the studios of University Media Services. Cardinal Compass was produced by Seth Plummer, audio engineering by Hannah Hoban. Special thanks to Sean Ashcraft for production assistance, the Department of Media, University Media Services, Ball State Marketing and Communications, and the Digital Core.